Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Wednesday, May 21st. A bear needed a hand getting down from a tree in Owen Sound yesterday. Owen Sound police officers assisted workers from the Ministry of Natural Resources on the call to a tree near the Salvation Army building on 14th Street West, where a two-year-old female bear was perched for several hours. According to police, the bear took a bit of a tumble coming down, but was all right. She's being taken to a rural location and released back into the wild. A man pulling a cart on a walk across Canada to raise awareness for mental health made his way through parts of Bruce and Grey counties. Michael Morrison was in Owen Sound yesterday and also passed through Port Elgin and Southampton since departing on his journey from Elmira a week ago. Morrison's only goal is to raise awareness about mental health, and he says many people have been stopping to talk to him and share their stories.
There's a lot of us out here struggling and suffering, and not a lot of people have an ear to listen or arms to hug and embrace them through their emotions that they're dealing with.
Another hurdle cleared for a proposed subdivision in Durham. West Grey Council has signed off on a zoning change for the Kanani subdivision near Grey Road 4, which would include more than 60 single homes and dozens of townhouse units. Grey County's the final approval authority on the development. The Blue Water District School Board has a new Director of Education. A.J. Keene will be taking over the role as of mid-August, with current Director Lori Wilder set to retire. Keene has worked in public education for nearly three decades, most recently as a superintendent with the Ottawa-Carleton District School Board. On the national news, Canada's in talks to join a missile defense program with the United States. The Golden Dome would be able to intercept missiles launched at North America from the other side of the globe or from space. Prime Minister Mark Carney confirmed he's in talks with the U.S. on joining the $175 billion program, which would take 3 years to build. And high-ranking finance officials from around the world are in Banff, Alberta this week. G7 finance leaders will be discussing the global economy during a three-day summit, which is a precursor to the G7 meeting happening next month. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks headed for a lower open this morning. Futures down in pre-market trading as bond rates move higher. Yesterday, a lower close across the board. The Dow fell 114 points to 42,677. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ were off as well. Well, the TSX bucked that trend. It was up 83 points to 26,055. Bitcoin trading, little change this morning at around 106,000 US. The price of oil up nearly 1%, 62.50 per barrel, while gold's trading higher as well, the back over 3,300 an ounce. And the Canadian dollar's at 72.02 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
I'm RJ Brighthead with the Morning Sports, brought to you by RE/MAX. The Florida Panthers just keep rolling, one day off between series, just enough time to get from Toronto to Carolina for game one of the Eastern Conference Final, and the Panthers cruise to a 5-2 win. That's the Hurricanes' first home loss of the postseason. Game two is tomorrow. Game one of the Western Conference Final is tonight. Edmonton's in Dallas. Since losing their first two games of the playoffs, the Oilers have gone 8-1. Canada beat Sweden to win their group at the Worlds. That's big because it means they play Denmark instead of Czechia in tomorrow's quarters. The Ottawa Charge took game one of the PWHL final in overtime against Minnesota. The Blue Jays shut out San Diego. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led the Thunder to a game one victory versus Minnesota in the NBA's Western Conference Final. And flag football might be one of the most popular new Olympic sports when it debuts in 2028, now that NFL owners said yes to letting players participate. Now, here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Desboro Royals beat the Saugeen Shore Steelers 2-1 in Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball League action last night. You can always find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page. Just go to bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's up next. Cloudy with a chance of some showers early on today, then periods of rain throughout the afternoon, a high of 14. Tonight, rain and a low of 7, and tomorrow, more showers and a high of 10.